Vayter in Shas. We are in Shavuos, Daf, Tes, Zayin. Picking up on the very top of the page, second line, next part of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Koshlo Nasis Bechol Elu. Anything, any sort of addition to the Azara that was made without any of the examples that we said that has to be done. That is, you have to have the king and the Navi and the Vitumim, and you have to have the Tendrin or the Beis Anagatol, the two Todas, and the Shear. Then somebody goes in there when their tummy is not going to be chayv to bring a carbon olah v'yor because that it marufuna amar b'chol elu tanan. We learned on a Mishnah that it happens only with all of these. I mean, you need all these things in order for it to be able to actually become the extension. Rav Nachman amar b'achas b'chol elu tanan is no, with one of all of these things. I mean, you don't have to have all of them, but even one of these things will already make take effect. Rafun amar b'chol elu tanan. Why? Because he's of the opinion of Machlokas that we've seen a number of times already. He's of the opinion of Kasava Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavo. He says that the initial Kedusha, when they're Maktis sanctified Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and the days of Duvida Melech and Shloime, that it was Maktish for their time and for all times in the future. Says Rashi Klomer Vimishum Kiddush Ezra Tavabai Shani Below Melech Below Um Vitumim Dominim Sechas Yuma. Right, when Ezra came for the Bai Shani and his Maktish with any of these things, the Chamisha Devarim Chasim Mi Mikdashini, the five things Mikdashini were lacking: Eish v'Shchina, Aron v'Urim v'Tumim v'Ruach Hakodesh, Kasavar Kedusha Rishona, the David Shlomo lo butlo is never mavuto. V'lohot shechezar l'kadosh, there's nothing mekadosh. Klomar shehu lo hosif klum ba'orich v'rochav umay dekadosh. And that was just that he was makdashed with the two todos. It was just a zecher, but it was already considered makdash already. Back in the Gemara, ve'ezra zecher ba'alma huda avid. Now what Ezra did is only a zecher. Rav Nachman amar ba'achas mikol elutan. He says no, with one of these things it's enough, because he says kasav kedusha rishona kitchel l'shatavid lo kitchel l'shatavid. When they were makdashed originally, it was just for that time and not for the future. Ve'ezra kedusha kadosh. When Ezra came in, his makdashed, it was actually makdashed. Afal gav the lo avid uvetum, even though he didn't have the uvetum, because he only need one of these things. Interesting. Is that really true, Rav Nachman? You saying ba'achas mikol elu? Anything wasn't done, you didn't do with all of these things. Says Gemara, no, he explains to me, ba'achas b'kolei, just explain it to me with one of them three. Tashima, let's try to back up one of these beautiful opinions. We're now going to back up. We're going to try to back up Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna's owner says, b'chol elu, you have to do all of these things. There were two areas of land, marshes, like wet land, that were located on Har HaMishcha. Rashi explains that is Har HaZisim. Ach tachtona ve'elyona, a lower one and an upper one. Rashi says, b'shipua ha'har, on the slope of the mountain, hayu, v'achas ha'mayla b'gavo, v'achas b'shipua, the one was on the higher part, one was on the lower. One of the top, one of the bottom. Tachton is kashu b'chaleilu. The lower one was makdish with all of these things that we said in the Mishnah. Elyon alone is kashu b'chaleilu. Wasn't with all of these. Shmei Rashi explains that the lower one, tachton is kashu b'chaleilu, shemimei bayis rishon echnisua v'chibrua le'ir al yidei choma acheres. The area of the lower one had been added to the city by putting a new wall in the days of Bais Rishon, when all of them that were listed over there were still there, including the king, and they were Batum and all these things. Eliyahu lo niskash b'chaleilu, that point, no. Ella ba'ole gola. Shelo b'melech v'lo b'urim b'tumim. The upper one wasn't makdash, except for, wasn't makdash with all of these things. It was done by the Ole Regel. Rashi says, Shosifu ala ir ubanu hekef choma acheres l'chutz. They added an extra wall up there. And they didn't have the melech, and they didn't have the urim v'tumim. Tachton shayis kedusha segemura. On the lower one, the kedusha was complete. Ami aretz nichnasin l'sham, v'ochin sham, kachim kalim, avalo meiser sheni. Amaratzim would go into that area, they would eat kachim kalim. It was a kachim kalim. And the difference between the two is that we know kachim kalim, they're allowed to be eaten anywhere inside the Mekudesh area of Yerushalayim, Kachar Kachim, though, have a higher level of Kedusha, can only be eaten in the Azara. So what they would do, they would go ahead and they would go into there and they would eat the Kachim Kalim, but not Meiser Sheni. Why is that? Says Rashi, V'ish lefar ish da'am ha'aretz ha'mafrisha ma'isos, the ones that took off ma'isos, ha'yuz rizim la'asos bo mitzvah min ha'mufchar, l'fisha yushalmim d'rasha, aser b'shut t'zasher. They're very careful because they understood the drasha of aser b'shut t'zasher. Take off ma'isos in order to become rich. Ha'yitzvichim lezvados, asisi k'chol shetzivisani, and they have to be duvidoy, according to everything that was commanded, v'ha'yu shalmim es ha'mitargamim Hamitargimim, the Chatlof Ne Hashem Alokecha, Maaser Dugan Chavitzarcha Bitzarcha, the Kacha Yunichasim Ad Toch Chomos Yerushalayim, Hapinimis, you're going to the inner one, the Kaim Lefnei Hashem Alokecha, Avavakachim, Lohayu Matrichan Asanur, Matrich themselves, Lochonosam Lefnim Mechoma, Chitzona, Kishin Motsim, Achsania Befnim, when they couldn't find a place to go all the way in, they would get outside. Kishayu omim lahem, zu kedusha v'zu eina kedusha, lo hayu shomim lanu, lefi shomim zu choma v'zu choma, ma'ali tachtona ma'ali iliona. They would say, this is a wall, that's a wall. What do I care if it's the upper one or the lower one? It's amazing to see that, you know, people go to like do like all these different skulas. We found this even back in the day, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to become rich. Okay, that I'll be careful with. So you say that tachtona shesha kedusha kedusha gemura amei arsel chasam hasham lechem sham katzim kalim avelo meiser sheni, but they wouldn't have meiser sheni over there. And v'chaverim ochlem sham katzim kalim umeiser sheni, they would eat over there katzim kalim and meiser sheni because they had a full on level of kedusha. The Yonish Lois Kedusha's Gemara in the upper one where it wasn't completely kadosh. Ami Arta Yinuchasam Sham Alchem Sham Kachem Kalim Avulo Meisir Sheni. The Rev Kachem Kalim Meisir Sheni. And B'chaverim Ein Alchem Sham Lo Kachem Kalim Meisir Sheni. We didn't have either one over there. We've been Malo Kitchua. And why did they not makdish the upper one? Sheni was Sifin Lo Ha'ir. Aliyar v'al Azaros Elu v'melach v'navi v'urim b'tom v'vesan hajin shoshim me'achad b'shtei toros v'bishir v'lama kitshua. So you need all these things in order to do it. V'lama kitshua. And why then did they makdish it? For example, what are you talking about? Lama kitshua? We just said ha'amat lo kitshua. They said, and they weren't makdish it. No, ela lama hichnisua. Why did they bring it into the city? Mepnei shetarfu shel Yerushalayim ha'isa. Because it was the exposed part of Yerushalayim, which is Galuya, ve'orosem makom shehi nocha likabesh. V'nochi likabesh misham. It's easy going to be conquered from there. So for the close off as a practical thing over here. Right? That's what it means. It says, tofu shalayim ha'isa. Someone wants to attack, they get attacked from there. They don't want to get attacked. So for the close it off. Oh, I read that Rashi wrong. Galuya ve'ervasa. Makom shuhi nocha, there's like naked over there in that area, so they close it off. So what do you see from here? We see from here, kum techar sanaran, that in addition to Yerushalayim can only be done with all of the things that are said, which is why nothing can be done during the second temple, which goes against what Rav Nachman had said. Rav Nachman said, b'achim t'kolelu, but Rav Huna said, b'cholelu, all of them, so this works according to the world of Rav Nachman. Tana, he says, is Machlokas Tanaim? Ditanan, we switched to Mishnah, I learned Tana Mishnah. I remember Lazar. Shalmati Kshayibon Mehechal, I heard that they were building the Hechal, this is talking about of Bais, Shani, Rashi Shamati Mirvasai, Kshayibon Mehechal, be made Ezra, in the times of Ezra. Also, claim the Hechal, claim Lazarus. They made these curtains that were for the Hechal, and the sanctuary, and those for the Azaros, that it should be a temporary partition until they're able to go and finish the wall. Rashi says, "B'makom achoma, ubonim es kisle achoma, itzal klayim b'chin lazaros." And they built the walls right up to it. Ella shebeheichal bonim b'chutz. When it came to the heichal, they built the walls outside of the curtains. Rashi says, "Nasa klayim lefnim mimakom achoma." Back into the Gemara, Rashi explains that the reason why they did this, that when they put the curtains in by the Heichal, they built it from the outside, so the workmen, the people who were building it, would be sitting outside when they were working, and they wouldn't look at the inside of the Heichal or stand inside of it. But when it came to the Azaros, the courtyards, the Bonim Ifnim, they built it from the inside. For the courtyards, the curtains are hung outside the wall, where the walls would be built over there, and the workers stood inside it while they were working. And we're assuming now, Rashi says, the Gemara assumes that according to Eliezer, the purpose of this idea, this is Rabbi Eliezer speaking over here, right? So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the purpose of the curtains was to make the courtyard ra'oi for the karbanos during the time of building it. And that's not possible without having a physical structure over there, because the initial kedusha did not remain in force. But once a curtain was put up over there, then it could be mukdash, with the whole ceremony, with only the two todas, like we saw before. We heard that we're makriv. This is clearly machlokas over here, right? Because Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard shemati shenoy yubonim b'heichal. They did this first, and then even if you don't have this permanent structure there, even if there's no curtains, you can still eat it, because kachim kalim ma'isusheni alpha bishein lechomer, and also these things, even though there's no wall. Rashi says b'Yerushalayim called them shenavisachomer before the wall was built. Because the fact that we say not only was it muktash at the time, but it's also muktash lasid lavo. Lav mechlau de Eliezer sover lo kitzol said lavo. Doesn't this imply that Eliezer is of the opinion that it wasn't muktash lasid lavo? And therefore, we see that this idea is a machlokas tanaim. Amarifin Ravashi mimai. Who says that's the case? Tell me the kuli am a kedusha rishona kitzol hashalayt lo kitzol sover. Maybe even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be masking. It was for all times. Umai de shmielei kamer. And Rabbi Eliezer is just saying what he heard. And the other one, Rabbi Yishua, is saying what he heard, but there's actually no machlokas between the two of them. Rashi says, no one's coming to machlokas, they're saying what they heard. If you want to say, "Klaim Rabbi Eliezer lameli," it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, why do you need these curtains altogether? Let's see the Sibama. We say, no, that's just for tznius, for modesty. It's just like a proper way to go ahead and have everything open and out and about. So you don't have a riot, the Eliezer holds that the kedusha was stopped. Ella hani tonight, right? It must be the following machlokas tonight. The time was in a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, lama manu chachamim meseilu. Why did the chachamim count out these cities as examples of cities that are surrounded by walls at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun? Rashi says, lama manu ayaris manu chachamim perik baser de erchin shemakofas chomim mitzvah Yehoshua ben Nun. They said these are walled cities at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. The inyan mitzvahs bate arechoma. Is the law that when you go and you buy a certain land, that maybe depending on what the type of the setup is, you could get it back within a year or not, right? So why is it that he only counted the particular ones and didn't say even more? Right, this is the Mishnah Erechin. It gives eight cities that were surrounded by walls times Yehoshua ben Nun. And they're considered Bate Arechoma, right? This is a special din that the sale of a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, when somebody sells it, he has 1 year to go and redeem it. If he does not, by the time of the year, then the house becomes permanently the one who bought it. But in the open cities, they can redeem it at any time. And if they're not redeemed, then they go back to the original owner at Yovel, right? So that's the din of Bate Arechoma. It's only the cities in Eretz Yisrael that have been walled at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. But there are many more cities that fall into this category. So Rishon Rav Rossi asks why the Mishnah says these particular ones. Because when Bnei Agol came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra, when they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael, Matsu Elu V'Kidshum, they found these cities, these walled cities, and they were makdish them. Rashi says, Lo Parish Li B'Mem Mekudashim Ari Eretz Yisrael. That he didn't receive, understood, it wasn't explained to him how the walled cities of Israel were sanctified. In any event, Ezra remarked as these cities that they would become again, fall to the laws of Bater Yechoma. But the earlier ones were the ones that had been walled during the times of the Bais Rishon, but hadn't been remukdash when they came back, then they became batel from the kedusha was Mivutal. Right? When Yeshua came and he conquered Eretz Yisrael, all the walled cities at the time had been Muktash as walled cities. But the time of the destruction of Bais Rishon, it was Batal. Now, since those cities were never re-sanctified by when they came back, they did not regain their status, and therefore the Mishnah Erechon lists only the eight cities that were re-sanctified. Alam Alma Kasavar must be this. Rav Yossi holds Kedusha Rishona Kitzla Shaitel Kitzla Lavo. It's only a time thing, but it's not forever. Right? Says Rashi, Hainu Tanai, and that is the Machlokas Tanai over here. Says the Gemara, Uramenhi. We have a bit of a problem here that he's seeing Rav Yossi, but he holds because we seem to see somewhere else he doesn't hold that way. Uramenhi. Amar Rav Yossi, Vichi Elu Bavadayu. What do you think? These are the only ones that were. Only these eight walled cities in the Mishnah. I look for Nemar. Didn't already say in reference to an area owned by Og, Shishim Ir called Chevel Argov, Mamlechas Og, Babashan. 60 cities, the entire region of Argov, the king of Og and Bashan, called Elo Aram Butsuros, Choma Gavoa. All these cities fortified with high walls. Right? So we see there's 60 cities that are at the there were 60 walled cities at the time of the original conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Ella lama manu chames elu. Why the chames decided to count only these? Shekshalu bnei agola matzu elu v'kitchum. Because when the agola came, they found this and they came and makdish them. In fact, the gemara kitchum, they makdish them. Hashta ha'amrina and lekamad lo tzuch legushe. But we're going to say that they don't need to be muktisized, they don't have to be sanctified. Right? The end of the verse says, and not only these eight cities, but any city concerning which you find a tradition from your forefathers that was enclosed, all of the walled city mitzvahs apply to it. So this verse holds that the initial kedusha was still there, and therefore they didn't have to be makdashed at all. Rashi says, obviously not. Rather, you should read is, they found these eight cities, and they counted them. Right, the cities that are in the Mishnah have no special legal shtiklach going on over here. It's just a list of cities that the Chachamim found on the way back to Eretz Yisrael. V'lo elu bilvad. Not only these eight cities, you know, fall to this halacha. This is a continuation of the Braisa. Not only is the city fall to the laws of the walled cities. Anything that comes up that you have a Masorah tradition, and your answer, your forefathers, all these mitzvahs apply to him. It is eternal Kedusha that comes over here. So the Gemara points out, we got a problem. It is loss of love or not loss? Does Kedusha continue? Does that continue? What's going on? Two different places. I think it's either two different tanaim in the world of Rishon Yossi. The one of them, meaning the later one, was actually said by Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi that it continues on the Kedusha, and the first one was the Tanya that doesn't continue. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma, that it has to it a wall. Alpha Pisha in Lachshav, even though it doesn't have one now. But it did have it beforehand. From the times of Yeshua, it still applies because the Kedusha did not stop. Beep, turn the page. Test sign, Ahmed Aleph. And you see over there in that statement that was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, not Rishon Rabbi Yossi. Okay, beautiful. Zakta Eilu Gemara, Test sign, Ahmed Beis. Next part of the Mishnah says, Nitma Bazar Venelma Mimenu Toma. If let's say a person becomes Tame in the Azara, and he knows that he's Tame, and then he forgot that he was Tamei v'zachas and Mikdash, but he remembered the Mikdash that he was in, the Beis HaMikdash, Nelam HaMen HaMikdash. I'm reading for the Mishnah, Nelam HaMen HaMikdash, Zachar Toma, or he forgot that he was in the Mikdash, but he knows that he's Tamei, Nelam HaMen HaZabazeh, or both of them, Yishtachava, and then he bows down while he was in that state of Halamav, or Shabbat Yishtachava, he stayed there, and the time it takes to do that, Oba, Lo, Baruka, it goes a long way out, Chayv is going to be Chayv, Vikitzara, if it takes a short way out, then Pater is going to be Pater. Toma Bazar Minala, now where do we know that Toma in the Azara is going to make a person Chayv? Rashi says, Misha Nitma Bazar Minala, the Mechayv, Halo Karina, Velo Yitmu es Machaneim, Shekfar Timei. Right? This is a person who is already, let's talk about someone who is already Tamei, not a person who becomes Tamei. There. Amar Belazar, Kosov Echad Omer, Esmishkan Hashem Timei. You have one pasuk that says that the Mikdash of Hashem, he was Metamei. We have one pasuk that comes in, he says that Esmishkan Hashem Timei, that he's contaminated the Mishkan of Hashem, of Hashem. Right? The pasuk says that whoever touches the dead body of a human being is going to end. Who died, and he will not purify himself. He's contaminated the Mishkan of Hashem. That person will be cut off from Israel. He gets curious if he enters in the Mishkan while he's still Tamei. Kosvechad Omer, ki es Mikdash Hashem Timei. And one says he's contaminated the Mishkan of Hashem. So one is es Mishkan Hashem Timei. Ki es Mikdash Hashem Tamei. You don't have to have two psukim that are telling us this idea. So then, therefore, if it's not coming for teacher batuma, that is bachutz. Rasha shenitam bachutz. Then today we need lotuma shemavnim. Let's talk about it in a second about when they became tummy, when they were inside. Okay, but we take out that whole thing over there. So, in fact, the Gemara, the only way that we can actually darshan this is if these things are actually extra. Kray miyase, but they're really extra over here. What do you mean? Ha mitzrech tzrichi. We actually need them. The time runs out of bris. Rabbi Lazar Omer. Rabbi Lazar Sebebebebebes. That im nemar mishkan lama nemar mikdash. If it says one pasuk is going to be chayav for going to the mishkan, then why do you have to say they're going to be chayav for going into the mikdash? The im nemar mikdash lama nemar mishkan. Ilu nemar mishkan lama nemar mikdash would have said one with the other. How you see, I would have said al mishkan yeh chayav sharei mashuach b'sham mishkan. Then I would say that someone's going to be chayav for going into the mishkan when they're tamei because that was anointed with the shemen of mishka. Which leveled up over there. Al mikdash lo yichayev, but he's not going to be chayev for going into the mikdash because it wasn't anointed with the shemen mishkan, and therefore it's a lower level of kedusha. Vim nemar mikdash v'lo nemar mishkan, which is the mikdash mishkan. Yes, I would say al mikdash yichayev shari kedusha so kedusha olam. The mikdash because it's kedusha olam. Rashi's shein acharei heter. Bamos says no heter bamos afterwards. Val mishkan lo yichayev, but that can be chayev on the mishkan. Lekach nemar mishkan. Right, because the Kedusha doesn't last forever. Lekach nemar mishkan, lekach nemar mikdash. Therefore, that's to say, both of them. So if we actually need both, if we don't have that extra thing to tell you about the concept of tummy from the inside, we get tummy in the inside. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Hachi Kakasha Lei. When Rabbi Lazar said that one of these psukim was extra, this is what he meant over here. Michti, mishkan ikre mikdash, umikdash ikre mishkan. We know that each one of them are called the other. You can call the mishkan the mikdash, and the mikdash the mishkan. Nichtov o idi v'idi mikdash. So both of them should say mikdash o idi v'idi mishkan. Or maybe both of them should say the word mishkan. Mishkan mikdash. Tell me why do you say both of them? Shomim etayti. He comes to teach me both of these dinim. And that is, I wouldn't have thought mikdash, I would have thought mishkan, I wouldn't have thought mikdash, I wouldn't have thought mikdash. And this is the concept that becomes tummy in the inside. Bishlam and Mikdash Shikar Mishkan. Okay, now the Gemara breaks it down. Where do we see that? Bishlam. So we actually see the. This is a Gemara, by the way, back in Erevin that we saw that concept. But Bishlam and Mikdash Shikar Mishkan. You know where we find the Mikdash called the Mishkan? The Chsiv and Asati Mishkani Bisochem. I'm going to put my Mishkan in your midst. That's going to be some Mikdash. The Mikdash Mishkan Tikta Mikdash. How do you know that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash? When do we call the Mishkan a Mikdash? Elim, if you want to take it, it says, Vinasu akahasim no sam mikdash, and the kahasim that travel, the ones that carry the mikdash, can't be, because ahuba aron duchsiv. That's talking about the aron, and not the mishkan entirely. Elim yachid, jim from me, vasili mikdash, shachanti bezacham. Make for me mikdash, and I'll dwell in you. Uksiv, and it says after that, kuchol sharon yumarius cha, eistavis hamishkan. All the things I'm going to show you of the mishkan. So clearly, the mishkan is sometimes called mikdash. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah says, Vishtachal Ushal Kiddush Shtachal. If a person became tummy and he went to the courtyard and he bowed down or he stayed long enough to be able to bow down, he's going to be chayav to bring the Orla Viyarid. Amarava, Lo Shanu Elosh Shtachal Klape Pnim. This is only talking about going to be chayav if he bows down, a case where he bowed down towards the inside of the Mishkan. Vashtachal Klape Chutz, but if he bowed down towards the outside, means away from the Heichal. Or says Lemizrach, Enzo Shtachal Vavi. And if he's waiting, someone's going to be chayav because of Shia, but if not, then not. So we say, Aval Shtachal Kabichutz, Shah in, Lo Shah Lo. If he's bowing and he continues to walk, so there's no problem. But if he stops, then he's chayav for that, but if not, then not. Igdam Masil Lasef, some teach this idea about the Seifa, O Shah Bechte Shtachava. Or let's say he stayed long enough to bow down, Michlal, the Shtachava Gufa by Yeshia. This implies that bowing down itself requires waiting in order for it to be that they're going to be chayef. Amarava lo shano shitach v'kal b'chutz. Aval klapei pnim, afkav lo shav, he's bowing klapei pnim inwards, then even if he doesn't have any waiting time, he's still going to be chayef. V'ach kamar, shitach v'kal b'pnim o shishaha. Kedei shitach v'kal b'hach shitach v'kal klapei chutz chayef. Type of bowing down that makes a person chayef when he bows down towards the outside. Now, what is the case of bowing down that involves waiting, like holding, like taking time? That's just what we call kriya. Kriya is when you go down by the knees. That's when the person puts his hands in his legs, full extension over there. That's the problem. But kamishir shia, how long is the time? Chad deime. This is machlokas these two. Umanu, who's the one against him? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. From Allah, some say Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chad deime. Manu zeh Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Which is just the flip. From Allah, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Some say Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Chad amar kimimri dahai psuka. One said that the amount of time of holding off is as long as it takes to say this pasuk. Chad amar, and one says, Kimi vayichru l'seifa. As long as it takes to say the second half of the pasuk from, and they kneeled to the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chol b'nei Yisrael roim v'red es ha'ish v'chvod Hashem al ha'bayis v'yichru al ha'payim aratzal aritzu v'yishtachu v'hodos l'Hashem kidov ki li'olam chasto v'hodos l'Hashem kidov ki li'olam chasto." So one says the whole pasuk, one says just from kvod. From Vayichru. Tanu Rabbanan, Zok Tahay Lagi Gemara. Throw back to Brachas and Megillah. Kida Alapayim. Kida means to bow down on one's face. The Chenu Omer, someone says, Vitikot Basheva Apayim Eretz. Basheva bowed down on her face to the ground. Kriya Alabirkayim. When you, Korea means on the knees. Chenu Omer, Michra Alberkov. And he got up from kneeling on his knees. Shtacha v'zu pshitiyah d'amiglayim. Shtacha means when you spread your arms and your legs, full prostration. V'chinu almer, havu navu anivim chavachech l'shtacha v'zalcha. Arza shalai, and your mother bowed to you, and your brothers come and bow ourselves to you on the ground. What Yaakov said to Yosef. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.